This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A massive blast hit a Gaza City hospital packed with wounded and other Palestinians seeking shelter, killing hundreds of people, the Hamas-run health ministry said. Hamas blamed an Israeli airstrike, while the Israeli military said the hospital was hit by a rocket fired by Palestinian militants. The health ministry said at least 500 people had been killed. The carnage came as the U.S. tried to convince Israel to allow the delivery of supplies to Gaza and ahead of President Joe Biden's planned visit. U.S. officials say they don't have confirmation about who's responsible for the airstrike on the hospital in Gaza. More from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
At the Pentagon on Tuesday, spokesperson Sabrina Singh, responding to reporters, said the top brass there has repeatedly reiterated to their Israeli counterparts they expect the rule of war to be upheld and that civilians will not be targeted.
We are in constant communication with the Israelis. We are. We have seen them, I think, be very deliberate about where they are striking, continuing to target Hamas locations and away from civilians.
Singh added, no preconditions have been placed by the Pentagon on U.S. military aid to Israel. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
A spokesperson for the Israel Defense Forces on Tuesday warned Hezbollah fighters Israel was prepared to fight if it needs to be on two fronts against militants in Lebanon while also conducting operations against Hamas in the Palestinian Gaza Strip.
I would warn Hezbollah to look very carefully. I would also warn the leaders of Lebanon to look very carefully how we are dismantling Hamas in the Gaza Strip.
Spokesperson Peter Lerner.